This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I ask how you're feeling because, A, there's a presidential election on and the economy's right at the top of the list of things voters say they are worried about. But also, B, we've done some asking around ourselves about what worries you economically and why. Dave Shaw is our Washington bureau chief, also the director of the most recent installment of the Marketplace Edison Research Poll. I think I just gave him a promotion, actually. The results, anyway, we are releasing them today. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guy.
Give me the big picture thing, the change in circumstance from last time.
Okay, so it's been about 6 months since we went out in the field and asked Americans how they were feeling about their personal financial situations. A lot's happened in that 6 months. U.S. economy has added more than a million jobs. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates for the first time in years and years and years. The economy has strengthened. You would never know it, though, based on the anxiety that people in our poll are feeling. The mean score this time around is 31, the exact same score that it was last time out.
All right, so now you got to drill down and tell me why and wherefore.
What makes sense to do here is to step back a little bit and explain what we ask and how we arrive at this anxiety figure. So our poll done with Edison Research out of New Jersey, it's more than 1,000 Americans that we ask series of questions to. And some of those questions we take and plug into this formula and get the Marketplace Anxiety Index. Score from 0 to 100. It gives you a sense of how stressed out a person feels. We're asking people how they feel about their job, if they're worried they might lose their job, and if they did, how quickly or how easily they could find another job in short order. We're asking them about whether they're worried about making their monthly bills. And we also ask them, are you losing sleep? Are your finances keeping you up at night? And it's 30% of Americans say that their current financial situation is causing them to lose sleep.
Which is, to me, a remarkable number. Let's back it up for a second, though. So the anxiety index remains the same in the face of a rising economy.
Right. And I think it really speaks to this idea, this divide that we've seen in our economy since the recession, where, you know, the wealthy do okay. And if you have a college degree and you have a job, you're doing okay. But if you are in one of those other categories, you are a missed paycheck away from a calamity. And there's a great question that we asked in here about how difficult it would be if you had to pay an unexpected expense of $1,000. Maybe you're in a fender bender, maybe you have a medical bill. Like, it does not take much to be encountering an extra $1,000. It was striking. A quarter of people said it would be very difficult, and a third of people said it would be somewhat difficult to come up with that $1,000.
You mentioned fender benders and cars, which gets me to the question we asked about gas prices, just because they've been so low, and one would think that that would put some money in some pockets.
Right, and this is interesting because we've done stories on this, and we've been trying to figure out, okay, where is that money going? And if you peer in the numbers a little bit in the poll, you begin to get a sense that the money is being saved in some ways. It's not necessarily going towards new spending, towards new clothes or a new phone or going out to the movies. The folks who say, I am helped a lot by lower gas prices are also the folks who say, I worry a lot about being able to pay my rent, about being able to make my car payment.
Yeah. One of the reasons we did this poll, Dave, was that this obviously is an election year and we want to know what's on people's minds as they go to the poll and what kind of mood the next president is going to inherit. What does this poll tell us about, blame is too strong a word, but where they might assign responsibility for their anxiety?
Well, it's interesting because when you ask about, how do you feel about your elected representatives in Washington, really what you're asking with that is, how do you feel about the president? And Americans, this is not a new finding from our poll. Americans are very split on whether they think the president is doing a good job economically. It is almost an exactly even divide in our poll of folks who approve of the way President Obama is handling the economy and folks who disapprove.
Stories all this week about the new version, the new release of the Marketplace Edison Research Economic Poll. Dave Shaw has been running it for us. He's our bureau chief in Washington. All the data, of course, is on our website, marketplace.org. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
We polled, as Dave said, 1,000 or so people to get today's data. We also, because this is radio, went out and got some tape of people talking about how financially anxious they are or aren't. Here's what they had to say.
No, I don't feel secure because anything could happen. So, and no matter how much you prepare, there's always that other thing you missed.
You got to be very wealthy to live in this place. to feel secure. So it's tough. I mean, I'm barely scraping by.
I don't get paid that much. So, yeah.
I would say I feel secure for the moment, but I'm looking for jobs for post-graduation. So I would say I'm in about 3 months, I'll be anxious if I haven't figured out something by then.
I feel that we're like in a crisis right now where I cannot find any jobs. There's just too many people.
I've been saving for retirement since I was 20. So I think that I'm in a good position.
I'm saving. I don't have any debt. And I make enough money to support my lifestyle.
Well, I have a family to support, but I think I do not have enough savings.
I am optimistic in kind of long-term thinking, but not within the next 2 years.
We call that Vox in Radio Land. We've got a list of all those people's names on our website, marketplace.org. Not only does our poll drop today, we're also kicking off a multimedia series with Frontline and the PBS NewsHour that's going to dig into a lot of the themes the poll is telling us are out there. It's called How the Deck is Stacked, and we're looking for your ideas on where to go and what to cover. We've got a quick video of me talking through it on our Facebook page. There's also a link to the whole project at marketplace.org and me TV tonight on the NewsHour.